The impact from the COVID-19 pandemic is going to be felt for a long time, in different ways, by different people. This is Lisa Berry, and it is winding down, but not technically over. And we're being told by medical professionals that if vaccinated, we now have the freedom to go out and do more. Among those in our community certainly feeling the impact is performers and musicians, and we're joined now by one of those musicians, Paul Keller, to update us on his pandemic progress and how he's getting back to business. Show business, right, Paul?
The show must go on.
There you go. It was either that or there's no business like show business, so good.
I like that one, too, and that they're both true.
Right. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We are just so glad that the music venues are opening up and live music is returning to Michigan. It's a beautiful thing for the musicians, and it's a beautiful thing for the listeners. We have a great support network out there, and in the last few weeks, it's been really terrific to reconnect and actually hug those fully vaccinated friends of ours that love jazz and we haven't seen in over a year.
Was there a period during the last 15 months that you could not perform or write at all?
The first 2 months of the pandemic were very stressful, very traumatic for me personally, and I didn't do any playing. I barely did any writing, but then I came out of my funk and returned to playing, and I wrote 50 songs in the last year and 20 big band arrangements, all looking forward to performing them live for our Ann Arbor friends at Zalgaz Grotto and across Michigan.
And now you're back at it on Monday nights there, right?
We are back at it at Zalgaz Grotto on Monday nights with my Keller Kocher Quartet, and we're having a blast on Mondays. On Tuesdays, Dixieland returns with the Easy Street Jazz Band, and then this Friday is a really special event because the original drummer in the Easy Street Jazz Band is returning. His name is Ed Metz. He hasn't been to Ann Arbor in decades, and he is bringing along with him the great Italian jazz piano player Rosano Sportiello, and the three of us are going to make a trio that's going to play on Friday night at Zalgaz Grotto, weather permitting.
Well, you've played with the drummer before, right?
Oh, I've played with both of these guys all over the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're just fantastic. Rosano Sportiello is well known at the jazz parties that are around the United States as a guy that loves stride piano, but he also has his foot in bebop. So he combines the two, and he loves to play old-fashioned traditional jazz songs. Ed Metz is also an expert at that style, and everybody that knows me knows that I love prehistoric jazz as well. So we are going to have a blast with one foot in the past and one foot in the future. And how great to reunite after a couple of years. We haven't played a jazz party, in at least a few years. Now we're going to do a five-day stint together, and my heart is swelling. I'm so excited to have these guys in Ann Arbor.
What do you mean by jazz party?
What do I mean by a jazz party? I mean weekend events that are often held at a hotel. There are different jazz parties around the country, Sacramento, Sun Valley, Pismo Beach. I could go on and on. Oh, yeah, West Texas Odessa Jazz Party just happened last week. So, yeah, these are places where the musicians get to meet and reunite. And oftentimes it's the only time that we get a chance to play together because these fellows are from all over the country and these jazz parties bring us together. You know, now that I'm talking about this, maybe we should get the Ann Arbor Jazz Party together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, have Rosano and Ed Metz and Warren Vache and Harry Allen and all these great jazz musicians that we never get a chance to hear. Let's bring them into town.
I love the term jazz party. I didn't know that was an official thing.
Yeah, it's an official thing, and that's where I met Rosano, and Actually, it's where I met Ed as well, through our traditional jazz connections. Don't be mistaken, though. Rosano is high-powered. His technique is amazing. He's a lover of old-fashioned music, but he takes us into the 21st century with his jazz. It's really terrific. I'm so excited. So we're going to do 5 gigs together. Wednesday night, we're at the Steinway Gallery. Thursday, we're downtown Detroit at the London Chop House. Friday, we're at Zalgaz Grotto, weather permitting, and maybe we can talk about that in just a second. Saturday, we go to Elkhart, Indiana, and we are going to participate in the Elkhart Jazz Festival. And then Sunday, we come back and we do Rosano's Facebook and YouTube live stream, which is a private concert, but it goes all over the world, and he generally gets about 500 viewers every week, and he does it at 6 p.m. on Sundays. So those are our 5 gigs right there.
And are those open to the public to attend? I mean, some people might be listening to this on Thursday morning. We want to say that as well. And so can you go Wednesday night? Let's just start there.
I'm going to pretend like it's Thursday morning and right now and say, boy, that was a great concert last night at the Steinway Gallery. We had a limited audience of 50 people there. If you missed it, you can see the concert now or anytime this month. You can also see the concert later on YouTube or on Facebook. Just go to the Steinway Gallery or Steinway Jazz Cafe.
Let's talk about Friday night, getting ready for the weekend. That event, let's start with this, is open to the public?
It is open to the public, indeed. It was our big event that we built this whole thing around, and now Mother Nature may not be cooperating. So we're making Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C. Plan A is to do it outside. We hope that we can. Plan B is to go inside. That is, if Zalgaz Grotto decides that it's okay to do so. They have not made that commitment yet, and I am not pushing them, but we're just going to see how the wind is blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can't do Plan A or Plan B, we're going to come out to my barn. I have a big barn, and we'll have a barn concert. We'll just push the whole thing back from 6 o'clock start time to 7:30 start time. Bring a chair to my house, and we'll all have a great barn party.
And we will help keep everyone informed about what's happening. I'll mention it on the air Friday, or I'll put it on our Facebook page or something, just so we can all join in on what I'm going to call it, a jazz party. I don't know if it's officially a jazz party, but it sounds like one.
It's a mini jazz party.
Mini
for
jazz
sure.
Party. I love it.
And I'll do the same thing, Lisa, since we're just dealing with Mother Nature, and as a jazz concert, we're going to combine those, and we're going to improvise, and we're going to feel our way through it, and then right at the last minute we'll make a left-hand turn, and it'll be fantastic, better than it was going to be otherwise.
That's right. I'm feeling, Paul Keller, that you're back at it, that you're being safe, you're vaccinated, but the music is starting to play again.
Indeed, I am. And I'm going to say that I'm fully vaccinated, and I'm almost fully back to work. We're building our schedule. June has been wonderful. It's been such a blessing to reunite with our musicians and our fans and have some money coming in, too.
Right.
So I appreciate everybody's support for the last year. We've had a great response from all of our barn concerts that we did, and some of the YouTube things. And it's, you know, we did learn a lot. We learned a lot of new technology. We learned a lot about bringing music to people when we can't be there in person. And we're going to keep a lot of that stuff. I think the big thing that we learned, though, was stopping the music is not an option. The music and the show must go on.
And Friday night, we all have the opportunity to come and see you with these great musicians coming to town perform. One way or the other, somewhere inside or outside, we'll figure it out. But that is open to the public. I want to know, let people who are listening know that that's a possibility.
Friday is open to the public, and stand by in case the weather does not cooperate. We'll let you know where that concert is going to happen. Right now it's scheduled for 6 p.m. If we have to, we'll push it to 7:30 and we'll bring it out to my house.
Sounds like a great evening. Paul Keller, always good to talk to you. Glad we can share this exciting information you have, that you're back at it and the music is playing and we can come and see you perform in person.
I'm excited to see you all. And Lisa, I want to thank you for the last year and a half. You've been so supportive. Art and Soul has meant a lot to me. I think it also means a lot to your listeners. Such an interesting program and well presented. You're a blessing in our lives, Lisa. Thank you.
Hope to see you performing in person really soon, Paul Keller.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.